As we know, the first 3 days of the week are connected to the Mela. I'll start off with a Vart on Matsaira and lead up to this week's Sadra. Right. So Rashi and Matsaira, which speaks about the purification of a Matsaira. So Rashi says as follows. Yeah. Why do you have an, he's using 8 eras, a cedar tree, and a azo, which is a very low, and they say that's one of the tallest trees in the Bria, and an azo, one of the lowest plants. So Rashi says why? Nagoyim, because Nagoyim came from Gassus or Ruach, from Gaiva. The eight is to push yourself down like a talas. It's a Musa for the Matsaira. You show the 8 eras represents the cause of his sin, and the Azoiv represents the Tikkun to be more of an onav to lower himself. Yeah, interesting, as we know, Taras comes from Lashon Hara, but Chazal it also comes for Gaiva, and it could well be that Gaiva itself is the source of Lashon Hara. Chavos Chaim says, anybody who speaks Lashon Hara is a Bal Gaiva, meaning he's conceited, he's arrogant, he holds highly of himself. If he was aware of his own faults, then he wouldn't be dwelling on other people's shortcomings. So Gaiva is a source of Lashon Hara, and members could be that Gaiva is a source of all Aveiros. Yeah, Gaiva. Oh, so now, this Rashi sounds like a very simple Rashi. I want to show the Avar to show this Rashi, members, a very, 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 very profound message in this Rashi. We'll soon see why. The Gemara, the Pesukim Malachim, is speaking about when Shlomo HaMelech had a dream, and he was told he got Chochma. The Pesuk says about the Chochma of Shlomo. So the 3 Pesukim here describing, V'yitn elim Chochma l'Shlomo svunah haba miyoid, V'roichav leiv kechosh asayom, V'teirav Chochma Shlomo m'chochmas kol b'nei kedem, clever all the people of b'nei kedem, m'kol Chochmas Mitzrayim, V'yechkam m'kol o'adam. And that lists various people who are known to be the great, clever people in those days. Me'es Nezrochi, Ve'heimam, Ve'chalka, Ve'dawda, Ve'le'mochol, Ve'yishmoy b'chalagoyim soviv. So you've got 3 psukim here being mafrig, the chochma shleim, with mamash, a biggest chochem, a big clever, and all the people ever in the whole world. Right. Me'es Nezrochi, Ve'dawda, Ve'le'mochol, Ve'yishmoy b'chalagoyim soviv. Ve'yishmoy. Right. So this psukim describing chochma shleim, shleim ha'as chochma, mamash, le'man, v'derech ha'teva. And that's it. 3 psukim saying Chochma Shleim was absolutely outstanding. Agmatnes Elakim, he was the wisest person in the whole world. Sounds like the wisest person who ever lived. Right. And then, having described how clever he was, the pasuk now gives some examples of things that he said. As Akdoma, Chochma Shleim, Mshuridik Chochem. So what did he say with this great Chochma? So the pasuk says as follows: Vayedaber Aloeitzim. Min ho'erez asher balavonoin, adoezer asher yotze makia, v'yedab ala behema, v'ala oif, v'ala remes, v'ala dogim. He spoke about types of trees and planting, and insects, botany, zoology, shlema melech, nishno toira, get all the chochmas. Asher zepes, refuas, inyonim, medicine, everything. Chochma shlema, lemala masakoseinu. Now, Rashi brings a medrash. Listen to this. Medrash Agada, Aloeitzim and Erez. Ma ra metzoyra li toer begvoyo shebegvoyim, o benomuch shebenamuchim. Why does the metzoyra have the tallest tree and the lowest tree? Says Takavadak, he says Takavis Chazal. Gbiat meke Erez, he got Taras. Come to Chais, this Rashi, which we learn as a simple Rashi Metzoyra, this is written in Sefer Malachim as an example of what Shlomo HaMelech said it. Vaistois must be very, very profound. Moedig HaChochma. We just learn as a Rashi. Vaistois, I don't sound pshat. Vaistois, you need to have Chochma Shlomo to understand this. The Pasuk gets a whole Akdoma about the Gvali of wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. So after such an introduction, we accept the Pasuk to say, and he said, whatever, rocket science, he said, Zachem, whatever, the whole Bria, so this a Bria. And it might sound like an anti-climax after all this Akdoma. You might say, well, all he said was, he said, quote, Why does a Metzorah have an eight terrors in the grass? Because if you're a Balgaiva, you have to be an Onof. Seems so simple. From here we see there's a Gavadli, a Chochma, to understand this. And if someone doesn't understand this, I'm not saying, obviously not on the day of Shem Melech, but it's Me'en. It's Me'en Chochma Shloima, as the Vestos. You have to have Chochma Melech. You have to have the wisdom of Shloima Melech to really understand this Inyan. The Gaiva is the cause of the Aveira. And to be a mashbit is a tikkun, yeah? Someone told me, I'll tell you, Avraham Moshe Lampin told me maybe he meant it for himself as a chizik. He shouldn't become a Balgaiva, comes out. Since he was al Chochem, he wanted to remind himself, he said this as a chizuk, person Balgaiva is a Chochem, yeah? Mr. Shoim says that anything a person holds himself big, it'll be a Balgaiva, yeah? Any minor which he's got. Somebody can be a Balgaiva because he's a big whatever. A big yachson, a big whatever, is a very handsome, all different. Oh, but the Mr. Shalom says that Chochma, that having the character, being clever, is the most likely thing to make a person into a Balgaiva. And Big Tamil Chochem. So he's meant to make Cheshbonus, what the Cheshbonus is supposed to be, it's all a madness of the kin. Obviously, to be an Onov does not mean to not to be aware of your own milers, yeah? Someone thinks he's got no good qualities. His stamp, the gate of the room is gone. He hasn't got any self-esteem. An honor of me is somebody who's aware of his capabilities, he's aware of his quality, of his koichas, but he's not arrogant about it. He attributes all his qualities as a matnas and a kim. And of all the qualities a person's got, the most likely one is a big tamal chochem for a boki b'shas. Shemelech, a bucky in everything. Bucky in Shas, bucky in Poskim, expert in all the Chochma, all the secular sciences. So Shemelech himself might have been tempted to be a Balgaiva. So maybe that's the Peshat. When he got his Mosek Chochma, he stood up and he said this Rashi. He said this Rashi. Why does a Metzorah have an Ezoiv, an Ezoiv, to teach you that Aveira came from being arrogant? And the tikkun is to bring yourself down a peg or two to realize you shouldn't be conceited. Everything's from the Ribono Shel Olam. Well, there's a murder kazakh, the Indian of not to be a Balgaiva, yeah? The person of Balgaiva only thinks about himself. Thus is Bem as the cause of all Aveiros. Could be the Pshat is that the Ribono Shel Olam says, it says that a Balgaiva brings a positive Avas Hashem. Called Gvalev. Anybody who's got haughty heart is an abomination of the Bonus Shalom. So he says, if a person, the Bonus Shalom is Teva, keep away, the Mela, he'll be Nimsar Bayad Yitzroy. A person of Balgaiva, who's conceited, arrogant person, will be given over to his Yitzroy, meaning he will not get the necessary Siyata Dishmaya to overcome his Yitzroy. Every person has a Yitzhahara, otherwise we wouldn't be worth living if everything would be so simple. Yeah, meant to have a Mechemes Yitzhahara. Every person's got an evil inclination, and the tachas is to overcome it, not to succumb to temptation. But the Gemara tells us you can't do it on your own. So Gemara, El Mora Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to try hard, you have to damn for Siyata Dishmaya. The Bach of Mavishain, as soon as you wake up in the morning, yeah, Al Yishle Boni Yitzhahara. Yeah, but the whole tefillah could be after Mavashin. You're woken up, so you want to make sure I'm not asleep all day. Yeah, because after Mavashin, thank you Hashem for waking me up. But you can go through your whole day. You can be physically awake and not really awake, meaning you're awake. The ma'aseh will be fashlofen. Fashlofen means you're not fully aware of what's going on, and you're not fully aware of all the nisyonos around you. That could be that's pshat. Mavashin mainly. Thank the Bon Shalom for. Thank you, Hashem, that I've taken sleep from my eyes, a snuma, they say slumber from my eyelids, translated, whatever it is. Yeah, okay, so, thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm awake, I'm not sleeping anymore, but now I have to have a tefillah that I should remain awake and alert the whole day and not go through the day fashlofen. Fashlofen means you're physically awake, but you're not aware of what's going on, and a person can go through the whole day without being aware of all the various temptations and challenges and nisyonos that are facing him, because every single day you're bound to have temptations and temptations to aveiras and obstacles to do mitzvahs. Every single day it's bound to happen. If person wakes up on this particular day, the Bnei Shem are going to send him this Yonus, bound to be, whatever it is. As I said, opportunities to avail which have to overcome, or obstacles to do mitzvahs. And if he's not fully awake, fully alert, he may not be aware of these things, and then the day might not be so gewaldig. He might end up, chas v'sholem, not coming to the end of the day feeling that his avod Hashem was on a good standard. So straight after the bracha of Amar v'sheinu, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for waking us up, and straight away a tefillah, please Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, Torah, mitzvahs, help me not to be led away by a bad friend and the Yetzer Hara, and I should try and listen to the Yetzer Tov. But all this tefillah is like a gvaldi, but it needs Shiat Yishmael, Ribbono Shel Olam, to answer your tefillah, and a condition, a prerequisite for the Ribbono Shel Olam to answer your tefillah, that you want to be saved from Yetzer Hara, is you should not be a Balgaiva. Person of Balgaiva is arrogant. The Mordechai says he's kilo doichek raglash, he's pushing away the Shechina. Doesn't go together, yeah? What's it, in the Shvarum, the Mordechai says, Estaka, and Ribbono Shel Olam is with a low person, yeah? Shiat Yishmael comes from a Mela. Someone's a Balgaiva. First, anyway, it's a steal. If it's a Balgaiva, he doesn't really need the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anyway, it's really, really a contradiction. If he's a Balgaiva, he might on his own. So first thing gives me down for Shiat Yishmael to realize, I need the Ribbono Shel Olam to help me. Someone's a Balgaiva might think I'm alright, I'm self-sufficient, I don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam. So first you have to have a certain degree of humility to admit, I need the Ribbono Shel Olam to help me, I can't manage it on my own. So that's the amount that, and besides that, a Balgaiva won't get satisfied. Mela, a Balgaiva, Ben Yonah's lost is, who nimsa biyadi, a Balgaiva will be given over to the Yetzer Hara. Some of the Balgaiva, very, very frightening really, some of the Balgaiva is like almost fighting a losing battle. Obviously, the Madragas, not everyone's. There's Madragas of Gaiva and Madragas of Anova, yeah? It's not on the same level. Oh, but the more, the higher the Madraga of Anova of the person, the more humility the person has, the more likely it is to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Maybe that's why the Gaiva is Taka, the source of the Avera, Lashon Kavod, the source of all Averas, really. Right, and Anova, and part of Anova obviously means not to be, think about other people, not to be conceited, think about other people, goes together. If you're honest, if you're humble about yourself, then you think about other people. I want to say about now on Parshas Kedoshim, might be connected with the idea of not thinking about yourself the whole time. What's Kedoshim to you, right? So Rashi says, Kedoshim means Perushim Melaroi. So it holds us back from immorality. So there's a well-known Ramban. Ramban says, Kedoshim to you is a general prohibition not to overindulge in that which is permitted. Says the Ramban, the Torah lists all the things that are forbidden. Clearly, forbidden. But after everything is forbidden, there's a wide range of things that are not forbidden. But everyone, the Omer Madrega, is supposed to realize that it's the inyan of not going to limit. Rav Shneur once said from his Yiddish voice, from his Rebbe, Yiddish Havart, as well, he said, Loshen, was mizteim mizmetiim, was matunish tumanisht. That's the was a make tiim, so I'm going to get tracked to Medafis tiim. You know what? What you have to do, you have to do. Well, you're not allowed to. In the middle, you're allowed to. Think about it together. You take a need to do what you're going to do. Whatever it is, yeah? That's Kedoshim. Well, that's why it's actually not one of the, it's not one of the Tariag mitzvahs. Probably because it's not the specifics. Overall, Klal is a Kenyan. It's not specific. Over, that's not Ban's word. Overindulgence in Heta, yeah? Can't say Klal. Someone has an overindulgence in frequency doing a Veira. Some person may be too much ice cream in his Kedoshim. The other person's not on Madrega yet. Everyone's got their own thing, yeah? Yeah, that's it. Ramban uses a well known phrase, one could be a novel Bereshusa Torah. Novel, one could be a degenerate person, Bereshusa Torah, with the permission of the Torah, it's not specifically forbidden, yeah? Then my Torah, someone said, some of these Hashem have taken away the Kedoshim to you. Everything's got a haksha, but sometimes you can see the food is not, it's not much, it's l'shem taiva. It's not for a person needs to eat, food, whatever. Even sometimes it's mamash, gemach ha-tachil, posh l'shem. Obviously, I'm not saying, obviously, I'm a dray, you can't say anything's forbidden. But if someone has a meal, a balanced meal with some sort of nutritional value in it, You can't really accuse me of a kedushim to you. Other types of food, yes, Lord, maybe it's just there, l'shem taiva. Anyway. But as I said, there's no fixed rules about these things, and kalechel afi madrigosoi. Of the general mitzvah, Rabban speaks about everything. Even talking, Rabban says, even what you talk about. You say, well, I'm not talking in l'shem, I'm just talking. Even talking about everything you want to talk about, would also be making kedushim to you. Rabban, talking about things, Stan. Conversation about all the prostazach and the belt, which is not necessary to talk about, is also lacking gedoshim to you. Again, can't say a klal and kolecha the fi madrigosa. You can't say any particular discussion is forbidden. Oh, but gedoshim is a general issa which encompasses the whole behavior of a person. And the idea is, says Ramban Taka, after the pasha of the arroyos, which is absolutely forbidden, then says the right. Can't ask everything. There's a wide range of permitted things. Kedoshim to you. Right. The interesting thing is, it says, Ki Kodesh Ani. So it says, you should be, because I should be holy. So it says, what's got to do with being the Rabbeinu Shloim? This inya being Porosh, how's it fitting? Because the Rabbeinu Shloim is holy. It's one kasha. Another kasha, there's a medrash which says, be holy like me, Yochel Kamoini, Tamaloim Mekoshani, Kedushasi Lemal Mekedushasim. There's a medrash that says, you should be holy because the Rabbeinu Shloim is holy. You might have thought, like the Rabbeinu Shloim, no, my Kedusha is higher. The question was, how this inya being separated, being careful, not overindulging in all, in pleasure, in taiva, what's that got to do with being like the Rabbeinu Shloim? That's a kasha. So there's the pshat from Shimon Shkop in that Gdom of Shari Yosh. He wants to say, Azoi. The emes, when we say, be like the Rabbeinu Shloim, the ikkar mid of the Rabbeinu Shloim is, lehetiv, to do good. Why did the Bosham make the world? Tavecha timta, to be native. If there's nobody to makabel to, you can't do good if there's nobody there to receive your good. And then the ikka mid the Bosham we know is the mid of chesed, the mid of being concerned to be mashpia to others. Says the Bosham and Shkab, really, that's what kadoshim tia means, to be concerned for other people. I was talking about not overindulging, the Moda Kazakh. If a person's overindulging in taiva ser mazer, he's only thinking about himself. No one else will benefit from it. If somebody looks after himself, eats what he needs to eat, and sleeps for as much as he needs, all his gashmistic actions, he does the shem shemayim to be gesund. So if that person is concerned with other people, maybe he's teaches Torah to people, or he does chesed for people, or he does stocker, whatever he does, even his own mishpacha, he's looking after his family. So he's about time, he's doing chesed. So a chelik of his chesed is to look after himself, that he should be gesund, and he should have panosa, and he should have yishim adas, to be able to do Torah to other people. So somebody who benefits from el mazer as much as he needs to do, then he's also kedusha, because he's using the elam hazardic things to help other people. So when it says don't overindulge in tavos and mazer, that is one example of being too concerned with yourself, because no one's going to benefit. Yeah, somebody who has a healthy diet and looks after his health and makes sure he doesn't be and makes sure he's healthy. So he's be'emus. If he's a person who's like the Rabbeinu Shloim, because he's like following the Rabbeinu Shloim's midah of doing tovus to other people. So all his gashmistic actions are all the tovus to other people. Ma'ase enkel overindulging in tavos or mazer, overindulgence in food, overindulging in any tavos or mazer. Nobody's got any benefit from it. Only the person himself. So he's lacking kedusha, meaning he's lacking in the middah of being concerned for other people. Murdi. That's the psat. Ki kodesh, I'm a kodesh, meaning the Rebbeinu Shloim's middah is only to be mashbia toiv, to be mashbia to other people, not for yourself, for yenem, else for yenem. The Rebbeinu Shloim's whole zach is to make a world to mashbia toiva. But so you should follow the Rebbeinu Shloim, you should be kodesh, you should also be concerned only the toivus. Other people, not for yourself. So one example of not being concerned with yourself is overindulgence in Tavos and Mazer. But it extends much further to the whole inyan of Beron Machaveri. But that's Shimon Shkop's chat. And then he said, "Fem for stachel," and that just means Yochel Kamoini, like me. Talmud Lem, you can't be the Beron Shkop by a person. See, if we'll be poshut on just on its own, being Porosh and Mazer, like we learn computer, close him to you. Be holy, do not overindulge in Tavis and Amazer. So what's the prayer saying? I will not mamash that Rabbeinu Shloim. What's the connection? He's saying, no. It really means be concerned for other people. So we say, you might have thought, like the Rabbeinu Shloim, meaning completely the tovus other people. Talmud Loma, when Moshe Medrash says, Kudushasi, Lamal and Mikudushasi. My Kudushasi, meaning the Rebbeinu Shem is completely for us. Of a person, a yid, not allowed to be completely for Yanam. Why? Chayach HaKoydmim. Remain the limit. That's the other one. Mordek Avalot. Really, it is as for other people, not for yourself. To live a life concerned for other people. Of Nachaveiroi. Other people's covered. Other people else. Everything concerned for other people. Of the limit. Like the Rebbeinu also like the Rebbeinu is concerned for us. Ma'u racham avad. Or follow the middle of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Right? The Rebbeinu Shlom is full of kindness and compassion for us. We should be full of kindness and compassion for other people. Says the Medrash. Yochel kamayni. You might have thought you should be mamish that the bunch completely for other people. Talmud loyma kodeshani kudushasi lemala mikudushaska. The bunch kudush is higher because the bunch loyma is mamish in ganzen verse. But a person's got a limit. The limit is kiyachol koymif mamish me or somebody else. If it's kuch nefesh, then the person has to expect. But till then, you meant to follow the middle of the bunch loyma to be concerned for other people.
The spelling also indicates kedoshim is unavol.
Yeah.
Kedoshim is on above. Kodosh, Kodosh is mid above. Have you not noticed that?
No.
Haberu.
Rav Gavriel Halevi Shlita, like Zalig in Avot here, there's a with above. The Kodesh Ali with above to show there's a certain Kedoshim without above, Kodesh Ani Hashem with above. To indicate the Kedush the Baruch Shalom, that's
a
different level altogether. But we have to emulate the Baruch Shalom as far as we can at our level. Right, and all this obviously will only be if the person's not a Baal Gaiva. If you're a Baal Gaiva, then he starts on the wrong footing, he's concerned about himself. So this connects with the previous part, Gaiva to be an onav, to be a humility and modesty, not trying to make oneself big, and to be aware that all, whatever quality a person has come from the Baruch Shalom, that will help a person to be concerned for other people. The pasuk in don't resist the chichah b'vavecha. The issa to hate another yid. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, Gemara in Pesachim, what says about you? And the din is, you see somebody's animal, you have to help him. Yeah. You see the animal of your enemy, chmer senacha, as mishpatim, yeah? You have to help a person up. So remember, the Gemara says, there's two people, one's your friend and one's your enemy. You should help your enemy. Why? Work on your midrash. No comment, help a friend. A friend, you want to help him. An enemy, you fall out with him. Mela, go against your nature, you help him load his animal, whatever. Oh. So the Gemara, what about if there's a case of Tzar Balachayim? Because there's two mitzvahs, by an animal, there's two mitzvahs. The mitzvahs parika and mitzvahs te'ina. There's one mitzvah, if the animal is, feels crushed under load, take the load off to unburden the animal. Another mitzvah to load up the animal. Help the person load the animal, if the loads come off. But loading the animal is a mitzvah chesed, but the animal doesn't mind not having a big past on his back, obviously. I mean, you're allowed to put on, it's not called Tzar Balachayim, but he's allowed to put on, within reason. If this animal can take this weight, there's nothing wrong with letting an animal carry, that was the lorries in those days, yeah? That was how they carried freight on an animal, right? Right, that's perfectly allowed, to put a pass on an animal which is the right weight, lift it up, help the owner put the stuff on the animal's back, and then the animal can go. But the animal doesn't mind not having it on his back. You're not being cruel by putting it on, but you're not helping the animal anyway. But in the case of that's the case of Tina. In the case of Prika, the animal is finding it too much. The animal's fallen down or it's thrown off the load. The animal's got pain. So then in addition to the mitzvah of Chesed, there's Tzar Balachayim, the animal's suffering. Right. So of the two mitzvahs, the mitzvah comes first is the mitzvah of Prika to alleviate the suffering of an animal. Says the Gemara, but if the friend, two people in front of you, a choice of two, walk on the road, two incidents happen in front of you. One is a friend of yours who needs help to unload, and one is an enemy who needs help to load. So normally we'd say, Tzar Balachayim, do you please? No. Do it for the soina, to work on your midas. Push it, but Sabal Achaim gets pushed away. It's more important to work on your midas. Moti Gemara. Sabal Achaim, yeah? Normally, two mitzvahs, both mitzvahs are Isa. Prika, to unload an animal, unload to load an animal. But unloading the animal is suffering, that mitzvah is more important because it involves Sabal Achaim. Says the Gemara, if that happens to be your friend, so it's no great effort to do it because you want to help him, do help the other person who's your enemy. Right. So Shin Gemara. To work on your midas is more important than Sabal Achaim. Right. The question is, the Gemara in Pesachim says, who is this Soina? Not talking about a Goy. Not talking about a Yid. Why? He mustn't hate a Yid. Says the Gemara, he's done an Aveira. I'm out. He's done an Aveira. I'm allowed to hate him. He's done an Aveira. Oh. So the question is, why do you have to work in your midas for that? Oh. So Tosfos in Bava Metzia says in the Chanami, that halacha in the Gemara about working on your midas and even overriding the Tzar Bala Chayim and Dafka helping your enemy does not mean your enemy of the posse where you're allowed to hate him. You stamp somebody, you fall out with him. Somebody, you fall out with him, whatever, had disagreement, you don't like him anymore, you broke us with him. Then you should work on your midas. But if you've got a good reason, not. Oh. But the Tosfos, and that's one Tosfos. But Tosfos Absachim says no. We're talking about the same enemy of the Pasuk, you're hating him for a reason. But Tosfos, Ma kefias yetzer shayich. Why are you working on your midas? Not kevun the mitzvah. You meant to hate him, Yeshleima. Very, very, Tosfos, very great insight into human nature. Yeshleima. Kevun shu soinai, he hates him. Justifiably, because he did Bavera. Gam chaveira isayna isay. He hates him. So what? Dichsev ma'am ponim ponim kenev adam l'adam. Like reflection. Every person feels to Yenem what you feel. So I don't like it. Let's start. Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven saw Shimon doing an aveira. And he can't. He's on his own. He can't go to Bezdin. He's only eid echad. So Pialoch is allowed to hate him. Did an aveira. But let's say it was even amazing, not an aveira like Chofetz Chaim, Sabi Yochanan, Zemira Chabad, an aveira which is borrowing, which is amazing, no low limits chos. That's it. Oh, but once you hate him, the person will feel it. So if you have feelings, if Reuven has feelings of animosity towards Shimon, it will reflect back, Shimon will have animosity towards Reuven. Okay, Uboi Metega Sinna Gemura. A pshat is, that second sinner, Reuven hates Shimon for an aveira. Shem Shemayim. Of a Shimon picks up, one picks up these feelings, yeah? It says, this is like something tangible there, animosity. So Shimon has animosity back to Reuven, and that is not Shem Shemayim, that is Stam, animosity, he doesn't like him. So Reuven now picks up, Kamayim Polypus reflection, Reuven picks up this feeling that Shimon doesn't like him. So now it goes back, now Reuven doesn't like Shimon anymore. Ah, oh, but that second, this continuation, this is not the Shem Shemayim anymore. This is not from the Aveira. Says Tosfos, Ubon Gassina Gemura, Murid of a Shayat Vesayeta. Starts off with Shem Shemayim, but then the reflection backwards and forwards ends up, it degenerates into personal animosity. Meira, you've got to work on your midas to help the person who you don't like, even though the reason for your sinner is based on an aveira.
So it says you should hate him.
Oh. So the Be'er Yosef, what's here? Mustn't you make to hate him, and now you've got to work on your midas. Says the Be'er Yosef, what's going on here? You've got a sinner, and then it. So he says the pshat is like, the heter, the inyosh, taking more to hate a yid, for an aveira doesn't mean you hate the yid, but etzem. It means as like, every aveira you see an aveira being done, makes a bad roshim on you. Shtekin Rambam, anyone who does an aveira in public, whatever it is, someone talks in Chazor Shashat in the middle of a shul. So everyone sees it, makes a bad impression, makes it a bit less chomo. Any aveira you see being done will lessen the severity. By seeing an aveira, say the Chanish didn't want to walk Chil Shabbos, he couldn't bear seeing Chil Shabbos. Yeah, he went for a walk, he saw cars, he couldn't want to see it to him. Everything you see makes a roshim. So you see an aveira, person about Draga feels it, it makes it laveira. Someone did laveira. Someone did something against the Torah. So it makes a bad impression. And it could be a mash. It weakens the severity of laveira in your eyes. Ah, yes, look, you only did it. Not so gefährlich. I thought it's gefährlich talking to Chazor Shashat. I'll be yelling at the fine ED's talking. Nisha gefährlich. Whatever it is. Any laveira, yeah? See somebody, whatever it is, any? Anyway, he doesn't have aveiros, it's gefährlich, makes a bad roshim. Maybe it might have a bad influence on you. So the heter is,
The hat is to hate the person, meaning to I hate this person, to work on yourself. I hate this person because of this action. So he said, listen, the Pesach goes, Oyev Hashem, the moment of the Pesach here, Yiras Hashem, Sinara. But it doesn't say, you hate the person, you hate evil. If you see something in Aveir, Moses says, Rav Nachman Yisrael, mitzvah is nice. Somebody sees Aveir, I have to hate him. Shneva, you've got Yerushalayim, hate evil, mean, I hate bad actions. Saying, I don't know what he's doing. If you don't work, you might say, well, look at it, it's alright, Nishkefelech. You might start condoning what he did. You might start saying, Nishkefelech. So this attitude of Nishkefelech says, you're Gefelech. It's Gefelech if you think it's Nishkefelech, yeah? You see something in Aveira, you know what he's doing is against the Torah. Against the Shulchan Aruch, you're doing Aveira. So you have to work on yourself. I disapprove what he's doing. The Eitz is to say, I hate this person for this action which he's doing, but not the person himself. Meila, that's the pshat. Meila, the sinner is very, very fine dividing. The sinner is mitzvah is noisai, to work on yourself, to find this action, a special effort, remind yourself this action is unacceptable. Find the yid, whatever, Ramah's husband, he doesn't have the Eitz Hara, I'll imagine this action is unacceptable. I'm working on myself, I don't want to approve what this person is doing. Because if I approve of it, if I condone it, even just seeing it might make this aveira become less severe in my eyes. And later, I'm allowed to hate the person for the action which he's doing. But under no circumstances should it be a personal sinner. So if it develops the personal sinner, that's no good. So he says, that's the pshat. He says that, the sisters chicha bilvavecha. Possibly, yeah? So bilvavecha, murdik. The sisters chicha bilvavecha. The loshen of vavecha always means Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, remember? That's what I got called Vavcha, B'shnei Yitzrecha. V'sadu Libchem, is it Rashi? Only one has got Yetzer Tov. That's it, Libchem, singular. A person's got two legs, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. So the Ben Yosef, don't hate your brother, even if there's a with both, with the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Mean the sinner should only be with the Yetzer Tov. Meaning the sinner, the dislike you have towards this person, the animosity which you feel, must come purely from the Yetzer Tov. Yetzer Tov says, how can Yetzer Tov say not to like someone? Yetzer Tov, the Kuli Rotz Lashem, the answer is, it's a heter. The Yetzer Tov is telling me, because I've got to do what Hashem wants, keep Torah mitzvahs, I disapprove this person's action. So I only dislike him for this action. But if the Yetzer Hara gets involved, Bilvavecha, it's a personal sinner, that is forbidden. For that you have to work on your midas. And make sure that you were not to end up, and Tosi says, it might develop into a personal sinner, and therefore you have to try and help him, and try to uproot the personal sinner. But the Hetter is only, and not, because the Pshat is, everything is the Torah's other people. So if you hate someone, that is the biggest steerer to, obviously, you're not Mekam HaTiyach HaKamoicha. So still, the answer is, about David Chamocha, but it's not a personal sin, it's a sinner because of the action. Mela, after Chamocha comes into play, even for that person, even for somebody to rush, as long as he's not Mamasha, because it's Gomor, the slim is Chamocha. You have to love him, same no stira. After Chamocha, not Potter. I'm saying only, even somebody's about him, not Potter from helping him. It's just, this Indian, you disapprove one thing that he did. Yeah? So the question is, why is this Batoira? Why is this, Klal Godel only applies to Benod Machaveira to commit mitzvahs, yeah? So why did Hill tell the guy, it's the whole Torah, yeah? So what I'm saying now is for emphasis, the whole Torah is based on Benod Machaveira, because if you're concerned for other people, you won't be Balgavis, so you'll be better in your performance upon Mamachim as well, because your Shkof is to help other people. But there could be a Pshat is, once the Pshat that the Lo'olam Yirodam Atzmoy is if the whole is half half, and one Aveira will tilt the balance. So the whole world is half half. And Mela, even an Aveira, Benod Machaveira, has effect on other people, because he's not going to have any. And also, as we said earlier, the people are influenced by what you do. Like we said before, why do you have to help the person who's a soina? Why are you allowed to hate him? Because make sure the action doesn't make a rush upon you to lessen the severity of the aveira. So any aveira a person does affects other people. So if you're concerned about other people, that itself will prevent you doing any aveira. Obviously, if you're Makayim after Chamoichi, you won't steal, and you won't talk Lashon Hara, and you won't chap at people, it's obvious. The Chiddush is, after Chamoicha, you'll be extra careful not to be mazalz in Tefillah. Extra careful in Machos Asuras, because everything you do could affect other people. So it's lacking in your responsibility to other people if you don't keep Torah Mitzvah as you should, yeah? Chavos Chaim is a Moshe, some of you. But the most about this point, every bechlau affects the whole world, yeah? If somebody is mechazing himself, the other person will withstand and assault him. Yeah? Lush news was, are the yeshiva man in Volozhin, Lehem Basmoda, he said, that the student in Paris, that's Lush news. People have this yoinus, and the kedusha of the Torah mitzvahs on one side of the world can help somebody else as well. Somebody was in a ship, and he was digging a hole in his cabin, and the water was coming in. So he says, what's going on here? So he says, Ma ichbis lach, tachti ani koder. I'm boring under my, I hired this cabin, I'm making it under my place. Obviously, he'll make a chum. Every person responsible for everybody else, Mela, after a kamoicha, it is sad for him to be concerned for the ganz klali sort. So he says, is there a klal gotel batoira? Oh, yeah.